step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Hello and welcome to the TCF Morning Show. It's Thursday, July 22nd. And this morning I am joined by Boomy at Boomy TCF and Matt Schoolfield at Schools_01 on Twitter. I am Zach Lilia at Z Lilia TCF. The main page is at Typical_Chicago. This morning we will be talking about the Milwaukee Bucks have won the NBA title. Giannis going off for a 50-piece and then going to buy a 50-piece from Chick-fil-A. The White Sox are 58-37, 9.5-game lead over the Cleveland Indians. Cubs are 47-48, 8 games out of first place, losing to the Cardinals 2-1 right now. And then the NHL expansion draft for the Seattle Kraken. And then how we always end the show with Boomy's wacky web story. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Typical Chicago Fans. Go over to the YouTube page, morning shows, podcasts, interviews. Check out all of our rest stop reviews that we had from our TCF Denver trip. Food reviews, all there is on the TCF YouTube page. Subscribe there. Wherever you get your podcast from, type in Typical Chicago Fans. You will find us on there. If it's Apple, please subscribe, rate, and review. If it's anywhere else, like you said, just type in Typical Chicago Fans. You'll find us on there. Shout out to 26shirts.com, Chicago. Boomy's always got the shirt in the background there. If you want a shirt just like that, go over to 26shirts.com, Chicago. Use the promo code Typical Chicago Fans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. Again, that is Typical Chicago Fans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase at Typical at 26shirts.com, Chicago. Also, shout out to Connect Roasters. Go over to the connectroasters.com. You will get all your coffee needs there. If you want to sign up for the Home Run Club, every time Ian Happ hits a home run, $5 off anything in the Connect Roasters store. Go over to the connectroasters.com. Follow them on all social medias. Boys, how are we doing? Specifically, Maddie, we haven't seen you in about a week here. How are you doing?
Good, boys. It looks like you guys had a fun trip out to Colorado. I enjoyed the following from afar on Twitter and seeing the stuff you guys did. Listen to the podcast. Shout out to it was your two buddies, right?
Alex and Tyler.
Okay, those guys filled in admirably. Did a great job on the show. Very entertaining. Segments at the end when you guys just kind of talked about your favorite things at the end of the on the trip. Garden of the Gods sounded fun. That sounded like a pretty legit place. So sounded like a good trip, boys.
It sure was. And like you said, like how we're doing, Zach, I'm good, but I was better a week ago, you know. Yeah,
unfortunately I'm back in the TCF studio. Boomy's back in the TCF cave. We are not in Colorado anymore. We're not on the edge of a mountain. We're not, Maddie, just so you know, we have a mountain now. It's TCF Mountain.
There we go. All right. I heard that on the pod. So
we're going to get
I was curious about how I could get access and how I could, make a little retreat there. But maybe we could talk off air about that.
Absolutely. It's always open. I just got to call a guy.
All right.
Hopefully we just got good access. There, but. That's a different story.
As long as it's not Justin Fields, baby.
It would not. It would not be a TCF mountain if there wasn't a bear there. Da Bears, bear down. But let's get into the NBA. The Bucks win the NBA title. Boys, were you a little confused by the shirts that said two-time NBA champion? I'm like, wait, when did they win a championship? Yeah, 50-something years ago.
Yeah, I know. It's a wild shirt.
That's a wild shirt.
That'd be like the Bulls now winning a ring and then reverting back like it's the ninth one.
I thought to myself, did they win the title last year? I had to think about it. But Giannis gets that title. He has 50 points in the last game. Middleton and Drew Holiday both played well in game five, but game six, that was Giannis's game. He played like the superstar he is. They won an NBA title for Milwaukee. He goes to Chick-fil-A. He gets the 50-piece. What's your guys' thoughts on this?
Dude, I don't know if there's – like, if you don't like Giannis, like, you must just have a huge dump in your pants because
he's I knew he was going to dump in his pants. I could see him lining that one up.
He's so – like, last night there was nothing he couldn't do. Like, he was posterizing DeAndre Ayton in the post, you know, on a great
– He made DeAndre Ayton look small.
Yes, exactly. And then he's got, you know, he's entertaining on social media and he's stopping and taking pictures in line at Chick-fil-A with fans. Like, I mean, you talk about a guy, this guy started playing basketball 13 years ago in 2008 was the first time he picked up a basketball. And it's like, how can you not like this guy? Like, he's fun, he's entertaining, and he's so good. He just put the team on his back and he wasn't going to be stopped. There was nothing he couldn't do last night. So, shout out. They get down, you know, two games. It's easy to kind of give up and just walk away. But, I mean, they dug in. And, I mean, they got contributions from some, you know, vets that really – I mean, P.J. Tucker did things, played really hard-ass defense. And, you know, even, you know, Lopez coming off the bench.
This Bucks team is built to win a few titles.
Super deep, but damn. Yeah, if they can keep – I mean, if you can keep building around Giannis and Chris Middleton and somehow keep Drew Holiday, I mean, that it's not going to be easy.
I would have had questions not too long ago that if Chris Middleton could even be the number three on a team that won a ring. And that guy was absolutely outstanding whenever he needed to be all series long. And I think obviously, you know, what Giannis did last night, throwing up 50 like he did, that's just a bananas night that he had. That's just legendary. Yeah. All the averages you could say about it. It was one of those, you know, all-time legacy performance, whatever, you know, just Hall of Fame game.
When they needed him most, he played at the top of his game.
Right. And the thing is, it wouldn't even have mattered if he didn't have, like, Middleton doing what he did, too. Because, I mean,
well, in game five, they all scored over 20 points.
And I don't know if I've seen a player, get more frustrated than Devin Booker when Drew Holiday was covering him. Holiday was up in his fucking jock, dude, and he just would not give him any
Booker
room
did
at
not
all.
Play well
and Booker
in game
was
six.
Getting, he was getting rattled. You could tell, and it just kept from game five and six. It was just like not the same. You know, it was just not what you expected from him, especially in game six.
He missed some wide open. I mean, he missed like a floater.
I don't think he hit a three in game six. He missed a shot.
You could tell he was rattled.
I may have placed a wager on the Suns' money line, so he did not hit a three-pointer. But the Bucks, like I said, built for the future. I think they're going to be a good team going forward. I think it's awesome that Giannis stayed around and built a team around himself. I think it's awesome. He even kind of poked fun at the super teams, and he can do whatever he wants in that moment because he just won the NBA title. So I think it's really good for basketball that Giannis is making Milwaukee a title team.
Totally agree. I would like them a lot more, I think, and I tweeted this too. If the Packers weren't there, if the Brewers.
Oh
were
yeah,
there,
because that's
there's definitely a rub off.
Some of these fans there's right here, such a they are also dude. Fans of the Green Bay Packers.
It's
so.
There is definitely a rub off. It's the same thing with like University of Wisconsin. Like I have no reason to hate UW. I just don't like them, and it's got to be the extra stench.
Yeah,
it's just that's what it is.
Most of these fans right here are a fan of the Green Bay Packers, and I cannot get behind
crew.
that.
And the Brewers. And it's just like, I don't need them both. I will not get behind that.
I will not be fans with those people.
Shout out Milwaukee, the way they showed up, though, outside the stadium. So that was sick. That was awesome. That was impressive. And
it was fun to watch because you could feel like how much fun the fans were having.
It's like I said it. Fans are back. The climb to the ring has got to be 10 times better than even after you win it. And the climb is so much more fun.
Especially for a team that went down.
When you're right on that 2-0.
They went down 2-0 and then came back and won four straight. Like, that's exciting to be in that moment.
That climb is sick. And how about that transition to a Major League Baseball team in the city that's on the climb, boys? How about that transition?
Yep, the White Sox, 58-37. They have a 9.5 game lead over the Cleveland Indians. Are down to the Twins right now, like 6-2. But they have to really mess up to not win this division. Eloy, he's down in Class A right now, starting to get his way back.
Yeah, doing a little rehab.
Robert, at some point in the near future, will be making his way back. This team is just going to get better. The pitching is just – it's awesome right now. The White Sox, if you're fans of the White Sox, you're happy and you're excited because you have the next few months to own the town. You're going to own Chicago because from the looks of it, the Cubs are not going to be making any sort of playoff run. Will most likely be trading – some players away. So if you're the White Sox, you're excited.
And it's probably only going to get better. I mean, they're probably going to trade for some guys that are going to make an impact.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, when you're in a playoff, you know, you don't look and see what, you know, this trade might mean in, you know, 4 years, 5 years. You know, you can't look at it that way. You got to look at, you know, oh, we might bring in this guy that can help us now.
Like, you're trying to win a championship this year.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're in a good spot, and the Sox are they're tough, man. They're just kind of doing everything right now. Obviously, they're losing today, but shoot, who cares? You know, it's you know, they're getting the starting pitching, the bullpen's, you know, gotten them through, and their offense, as we've talked a million times, is, you know, one of the best offenses in baseball when it's fully staffed, and even when they're not, you know, they still have, what'd you say, an 8 or 9 game lead. So, you know, they're in a good spot. They're in a very good spot, and you know, you just got to bolster up maybe a couple spots. Make a couple deals here or there and, you know, ride it off into October.
I think part of their thing is you're going to basically get two additions in Luis Robert, and then you're going to get Eloy too. Yeah. So there's two big additions offensively.
Two of your best hitters.
And then you get the bullpen. They're going to fortify the bullpen, I think. I think it seems like that's where a lot of the fans on Twitter are pushing too, is that they want some bullpen reinforcements. There's plenty of available support, I think, in a lot of the setup roles. Liam Hendricks is fine as a closer. I know he's had his ups and downs at times. Guy's lights out, though, at the end of the day. He's an all-star. He's one of the top arms out of the pen in the American League. So I think they'll be fine in that regard. If they get an Escobar, if they do something real big and go get a Trevor Story, something like that, or a Chris Bryant type player, one of those moves, that's when you could really, really see the excitement level for that team in the South Side really start amping up. But they're going to be sniffing around a ring this year regardless. So whatever additions they make is only going to fortify a team that still has a chance to win a ring as it is.
And with you talk about the future, I mean, they're adding Lance Lynn. I mean, they make that contract.
Extended him was huge. Although, what happened with Yermin Mercedes tonight, boys, with the retirement? Wild
story. He's stepping away from baseball for a little bit, may not return.
Well, we may not have a choice at this point. When you kind of quit midseason like that, I don't know how many teams are going to take a chance on you. When you're a one-tool player.
Wild story because he starts out the season playing so well.
Came out of nowhere.
And then gets put to the minors and then now quits. It's like, what's going on here? It's wild. But the White Sox, the future looks very bright for them as a team for the next few years here. The future of the Cubs, we really don't know. It's kind of, we're all on the edge of our seats here. Chris Bryant came out of the game the other night with a hamstring. We all thought he was getting traded because that's just what's going on right now, because you have no idea what's going to happen with this team. He ends up having the hamstring injury. They're 47-48. They're 8 games out of first place. They're losing to the Cardinals right now, going into the top of the 9th, 2-1. I have no idea what to think right now, because they've all they've done is trade Jock Peterson, and if they're going to sell, they have about 10 days left.
Yep, it's
one
of those pretty weeks where you try not to think about it too much.
You know what I mean, though? It's like, if you're going to do it, you got to do it soon.
Every day that passes is less and less value, in my opinion.
So, yeah. Now that Chris Bryant gets hurt with the hamstring, it's just like.
Hey, all I'm saying, too, is if you, you know, 10 days, that's what, 7-8 games, we'll say. And that's, you know, a guy like Chris Bryant who's going to make upwards of 500K every, 400K every game. I'm sorry, that's over, you know, we're talking $2 million right there. Like, yeah. Come on. I mean, you know, so we start, no team's going to be just, you know, willingly, you know, giving up more for 1 or 2 weeks less of time of a player. So, yeah. You know, you better shit or get off the pot kind of thing.
Very true. Very true. Feel me?
It's just, it's one of those weeks where you just try not to think about it. I think that, like, yeah, the more you delve into it, the sadder you get. And then, like, you know, it's one of those where, like, you just keep you keep connecting dots, and then you, like, get more sad, and, like, you're just
Brian comes out of the game, and everybody's like, freaks out.
Freaking out. So it's you try to just put it in the back burner and not think about it and wait till something actually does happen. And, you know, you hope and you know, wish that the guys in the front office know what they're doing. And, you know, obviously it's tough, though,
because
Hoyer's first time around. So we'll see.
Don't cry because it's over, boys.
Hopefully by the end of this morning show, we'll tell you the Cubs have come back and beat the Cardinals. For now, Maddie, can you explain this NHL expansion draft for us real quick here with the Seattle Kraken?
Not really. I can't. I don't know that anybody can right now because, in my opinion, at some point when you're starting an expansion team and you have a chance to add an elite goal scorer in Vladimir
Tarasenko,
and you have a chance to add an elite goaltender in Carey Price, and you don't do it, it makes you wonder what the hell is going on. So that's my first question, is how to, like, you know, just the elite talent that was available not get snatched up. So it makes you think there's other deals going on. Then you look at what they did with the selection that they needed to take from the Blackhawks was John Quenneville. And I don't think John Quenneville is on anybody's radar as a guy that, you know, Seattle would be aiming to take. So that tells you that the Hawks are probably giving up a player for Seattle to absorb some cap relief, because when you're starting from the bottom, you don't have a salary, you know, so you have an open cap, basically. You can go all the way up to the number. You got to start spending some money and you got to hit the floor. So my guess is they're going to absorb a contract that the Hawks are going to trade them for, you know, maybe a late future draft pick, something like that. And so it's like, here, take Quenneville, and then, you know, we'll give you X asset in return for also taking this shitty, you know, contract back, is my guess. That's probably why there's a lot of these deals going on. I think that's probably why a lot of the high-end talent wasn't taken. Shea Weber was available, too. Carey Price was surprising to me, only just because he saw what he just did. Exactly. But there was one of the goalies they took, Dreiger from Florida. Pretty high, pretty big prospect from a goalie perspective. He's like 27, kind of just entering his prime, has a lot of talent. And, you know, so getting a guy like that is kind of maybe a younger cornerstone is kind of what they're thinking, too. Carey Price a little bit older than that.
Yeah.
Still has some good miles left. I'm not
saying that. The
performance
he just put on in these playoffs, it's like that one seemed like a surefire, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they did take Jordan. They took Jordan Eberle from the Islanders, a, you know, good goal scorer, probably the highest in talent. It was weird, too, was they took guys that they already had signed as free agents. So guys they drafted essentially use their slot from a certain team. It's like the Oilers. They use for their slot, they use Adam Larson. They signed Adam Larson, who's an upcoming free agent. They had an exclusive right window to negotiate. So if they already had a deal in place, I don't know why they didn't just wait and then also take another player from Edmonton, because he was an unrestricted free agent in the first place.
Is that just to save money, or is that
no? My guess is they wanted to secure him and make sure that they had him. Like, gotcha. And not let somebody else come in and overbid for a defenseman who a lot of talent coming in as a prospect, but never has really lived up to the hype, in my opinion. But, you know, we saw what Vegas did a few years ago, and Vegas had a lot of these same questions. A lot of people were like, what are they doing with some of these guys? And they were, you know, making deep playoff runs from the get-go. So you never know.
Do you see the Kraken with the lineup, or at least the guys they selected? Do you see them having any success?
Rather, based on what they have, I don't think this is what their lineup's going to, or this is what their roster's going to look like.
Okay.
Based on what
playing
it is,
more
no,
for I, the future.
Yeah, I don't think this is a team that's going to match up to what Vegas did when they came in. No, I don't think this is a playoff team as built.
We'll have to see how it all plays out. But Boomy, do you have a wacky web story for us?
Absolutely, I do. Guys, did you guys ever have goldfish as pets when you were kids?
Yes.
Like you wanted a fair or whatever?
Mm-hmm. I think I know where you're going. I think I saw this article too.
You might have, Maddie, and I know you're heading up north, but make sure you stay away from Minnesota because people are apparently dumping their live goldfish in lakes and ponds, and these things are growing out of control. Some of them are growing to be the size of a football.
Things
are massive.
How is that even possible? Why don't they grow to the size of football when you have them in your house?
Well, because you never have a tank big enough for them.
Yeah, so the tank restricts how much they can grow because these things will feed off the bottom. And so they'll scavenge crap off the bottom of lakes and stuff, and they'll just get enormous.
Yep. So on Monday, conservation in Minnesota said 18 additional goldfish were found. Some of them were 18 inches long and weighed as much as 4 pounds.
Oh my goodness. That's crazy. Massive.
Yeah, I saw it was like Keller Lake or something was one of the big lakes. Yeah, that had a bunch of them.
It is insane. I kind of want to go
crazy pictures. And when we say goldfish, I mean these are straight up the same ones.
That's insane.
Tank, only just like it looks like a nuclear ray just blew them up.
And not even that. Blowfish. They can. And everybody's like, oh, well, basically, they might be able to. You know, like they won't survive the cold winters of Minnesota. That is actually not true because they said that these goldfish can live on very low oxygen supplies and will survive.
So they can just hover the bottom. They'll get even bigger.
There you go.
So don't dump your live goldfish in ponds or lakes, people. Don't say TCM.
Stick to the toilets.
Or do they get to live their best life?
Yeah, you know, do it. I don't care. Whatever. I don't got to clean it up. It doesn't matter to me.
There you go.
Crazy goldfish. I would love to catch it. My nephew won one at the sandwich fair, you know, when he was like 5 years old. Like one of the ping pong balls that you throw in, and it finally lands in one of the fish tanks. He got a goldfish, and that fucking thing lived for at least 11 years.
I had one live.
It was a sandwich fair goldfish lived for like over a decade.
That's
wild.
Yeah. That's crazy. But this has been the TCF Morning Show. Thank you to Boomy at Boomy TCF and Matt Schoolfield at Schools_01 for joining me this morning. I am Zach Lilia at Z Lilia TCF. The main page is at Typical_Chicago, Facebook, and Instagram. Type in Typical Chicago Fans. You will find us on there. Go over the YouTube page. Typical Chicago Fans, subscribe to the YouTube page. Podcast, wherever you get your podcast from, type in Typical Chicago Fans. You will find us on there. If it's Apple, please subscribe, rate, and review. Shot26shirts.com, Chicago, Typical Chicago Fans at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. And Connect Roasters. Go to connectroasters.com for all your coffee needs. Make sure you go on there if you sign up for the Home Run Club. Every time Ian Happ hits a home run, you get $5 off of any purchase on connectroasters.com. Anything else, boys?
Let's have a beautiful rest of the week and right off into the weekend, man. It's just around the corner.
I got one thing. Shout out to my nephew, William. His baseball team won their league championship tonight.
Let's
so shout
go,
out
William.
To yeah. Yeah, he got the save and the game-winning RBI. So
let's go.
Yeah.
There you go. Let's go.
Little League World Series coming up here soon.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah. This has been the TCF Morning Show, Thursday, July 22nd. We love you all.
Peace.
Peace.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.